you were telling me about a new business model you guys had, doing MRR.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of like what Sam Ovens and Hormozy are doing. And when you said all that, it just reminded me of this big debate I had with Sam Ovens and Rudy Maurer and, Bill, Hauser. So we were all at this mastermind, it was about 2 years ago, and, you know, we're all just having dinner together and we're just talking about what's better, organic or paid. At that time, I was not really doing any paid. I had built everything off organic, and all three of them were like, how? Like, that makes no sense. I was like, I don't know, dude. I just freaking try to make great content and let the rest fall where it may. And all of them had been massive paid ads guys. That was how they built their businesses. And Sam had just started to get back on YouTube, and he was like, no, I'm with Ryan. Like, organic is the way. That is how you get sales. That is how you get the highest quality leads. He's like, and he's the guy who taught everyone paid ads.
Sure.
Right. And he was like, no, it's Ryan's right. But you know, it's a hybrid.
I think it's a blend.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah. But I think you can be successful with one, yeah. But like, you can be really successful with both.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we're at now, where I've built out my own marketing team, and like, we're very much a hybrid. And I'll even say, as I got in my journey now, I went from one extreme of organic to saying, okay, cool. Now I'm not going to like pitch as much organically. Let me just pitch through paid. And now what I've realized is we've lost sales,
yeah,
because I did that, and I can see it in the data. And I'm like, okay, you actually do need to just do both at a high level.
It's kind of interesting too. It's like, so we are insane trackers. Like, we have attribution that's every YouTube video, it syncs all up. So it is actually, I think that if you were to do one without the other, I guess the best way to put it is, so there's something known as like the five levels of awareness. And the more aware your clients are, your prospects are, the more content that they need to consume to essentially purchase from you. And in reality, in at least my industry, potentially your industry as well, if you're selling to a very saturated market, then you can't really just rely on paid ads. You have to have some organic. And so for our tracking, because we're in a pretty saturated industry, it was like we would run ads, people would click on the ad, they wouldn't even opt into the opt-in page. Then they would go to Google. Then they would type in our name. Then they would go to our YouTube channel. Then they would watch a video. Then they would book a call to speak with us. You know, and so if you were looking just on the ROAS on the Facebook ad platform, it might look like it's not profitable. And even we notice that as well, because I'm like, you know, always trying to save money, not necessarily save money, but increase, keep profit margins. I'd be like, oh, let's just turn ad spend down a little bit because it's not like it's as high of a ROAS. And then ironically enough, we would see less deals come in from organic. So it's this like little blend of things together. And the same thing with what we were just talking about before we started filming, like the blend between paid and organic. I think there needs to be a similar blend between like high ticket and monthly recurring revenue, which where I'm coming from, it's like just high ticket sales. And yeah, if you can get monthly recurring revenue from a payment plan, that's one thing. But my paradigm has been shifted like two major times in the past 2 years, one being the hybrid of organic and paid, and one being the hybrid between high ticket and monthly recurring.
Yeah. I want to talk about the high ticket and monthly recurring, because I've actually been thinking about this a lot too recently. But, you know, to stay on the topic of organic and paid. So, you know, when we had that conversation a couple of years ago, not you and I, but with Sam Ovens and everyone, we were talking about it. And I was like, you know, it was basically like, well, yeah, if you have great organic, it's going to amplify paid. And then also paid is going to direct people to organic.
Yep.
So when I started managing my own marketing department, I got rid of all the agencies and I just built my own thing. I started to have the same problem. I'm like, dude, how are we attributing this properly? Because for one thing, right, we got an event called WealthCon. Every 90 days, over 1,000 people come. Okay. I ran, and I don't know anyone else that does this other than Cardone. I ran ads to the event and crushed any agency that's ever run them for us. We got a 2.5 ROAS on the overall ticket sales.
On the front end of the ticket
sales. On the front end.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Like, most people are happy to break even.
Break even. Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
So we killed it. And if we look at attribution, though, that was me just looking at it saying
ad spend sales.
Correct. Because I don't promote WealthCon really organically that much. But if you actually look at Pyros or Facebook or whatever, it's like, well, you really only got a 1X. And it's like, no, I know that that's not true because I don't promote it. Yeah. So how is everyone just Googling WealthCon?
Sure.
There are people who do it, but odds are they saw an ad, they didn't click, they didn't opt in. And then later on they saw.
It's like the algorithms are so good now too, that what was I doing? I was like talking about somebody in the high ticket space and I had never seen his ad. It was like someone was introducing me to somebody and then I pulled up my phone and that person's ad was like right on my phone. And I'm in ads, and so I kind of get how it works, but it's just like I didn't Googled anything, I hadn't looked at anything. So there is like before our direct response marketing world was like where it's at right now, most of the world was in marketing was just around brand awareness. It was just like, let's put our name on billboards, like there's no CTA. And so I think that we've kind of like gotten away from that a little bit, but you know, and there's also a really great blend of both. So one of the things that we're doing right now, which I actually don't know anybody else is doing this, but it's pretty unique. It's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of YouTube discovery ads before, but it's mm-mm. like, it's the ads that show up on YouTube on your suggested, if you're watching a YouTube video on the right-hand side, there's obviously all those next coming up next or suggested videos. At the top, you can run an ad called a discovery ad that shows up there and it has a thumbnail, it has a title, and it goes to a YouTube video and it just has one small little word that says ad in black right there. You can barely tell, you wouldn't really be able to notice. And so we started running ads to our YouTube videos, like they were YouTube videos showing up, not like in the middle of a video stream, but literally looks like suggested. And right now we're getting about 8 cents a view. And then there's something on YouTube called earned views. And this is something that you'll like too. It's an earned view on YouTube is if somebody has watched this ad, this YouTube video from your ad, how much does it cost them to watch another video organically on your channel in the next 7 days? So you're pretty much judging how much content are they consuming on your channel. And right now we're paying about like 25 to 27 cents to get someone to watch not just one video, but then a second video on our YouTube channel organically as it comes through that. And so if you look at like some of the video sales letter, and since you guys are running your own marketing campaigns, you might know some of the numbers, but it's like, you know, let's say your cost per lead is just for easy numbers, $15 for qualified cost per lead. And then your video sales letter, webinar, whatever, you have a 50% play rate, which is relatively average. So it's $30 cost per view of your video sales letter. Well, if you just put that video sales letter on YouTube and you run this YouTube discovery ad to it, you're getting like 16 cent cost per view for your video sales letter. So what we started doing, this is like what I was talking about earlier with the self-sustaining funnel. I started actually stopping, like gating a lot of my content behind opt-in pages, et cetera, and we just started putting our sales assets on YouTube. Like our number one video is called the self-sustaining funnel. It's like 32,000 views, but the majority of that is through paid.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are going to that video and then they're going down a rabbit hole of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 other videos.
Yeah.
And then they are booking a call to speak with us. And it's cool because a lot, you know, most people are really hesitant when it comes to ads, or I would say like a little bit standoffish. They don't want to buy something when they come from an ad, but because it's kind of disguised, like it's a YouTube video up next, it's honestly the number one way we're acquiring clients right now. It's like the brand new thing that we just implemented. It's pretty cool.
It's funny because it's like, I've intuitively known that was the way. Yeah. Just like
from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. And then as I hang around more dudes like you, I'm like, all right, I gotta amplify my paid ads. And then I go back to like, no, I was actually right from the beginning. Just freaking push good content.
Yeah.
Just get people to watch as much good content as possible. Mix in call to actions. And the people who you want are going to find you.
Like I said, it is a blend of both. And even like I had Jeremy Miner is a client of ours, and I had him on my podcast recently, and their content game is nuts right now. He had like no Instagram 2 years ago, and he has like 800,000 followers on there. And we're actually working with his short form agency too. And like they're doing, it's almost exactly what I said a second ago. It's like you're creating organic content, but I do think that if you put some ad spend behind the organic content, even just like a small budget, and get an additional reach from it than what it would do just like regular organically, kind of like the pay to play on both platforms. I think that that's like, we do it on LinkedIn, we do it on Instagram, we do it on Facebook, and we do it on YouTube. And once again, it's a little bit, you have to have a little bit longer because it might extend out the sales cycle slightly, but if people don't know they're being marketed to, that's why I've always loved YouTube, because it's like educational based sales. Like in all our YouTube videos, I'm teaching something. And then at the end, I'm like, hey, if you want us to do this for you, go down below and book a call to speak with us, which is really what a video sales letter or a webinar is, or an event or a workshop. That's what that is. But if you can do that and add that to like 3 YouTube videos a week or 2 YouTube videos a week, I think it can really light a marketing department on fire. Just the blend between the organic and paid. But I also think that, not to get too much in the weeds here, I also think that having middle of funnel paid is also really critical. So for example, you have a bunch of, obviously you crush the media game. You have a bunch of organic new Instagram followers that come in, they watch your content. I think having like anywhere from $100 to $1,000 a day budget just to Instagram followers, it's a swipe up video. And you're just like, yo, you've been checking out my stuff. You know, did you know we're holding the event here? And it's only to those people. Those will have your lowest cost per leads and they're coming in organically, but the chance of them seeing a CTA, if it's not paid, is a lot lower than if you were just to give Facebook and Meta, toss them a few dollars and have every single person that follows you watch, sees this call to action for your next product or service.